Then began the most terrible thing, the effect of which on me especially made all the physical mistreatment appear minor. In the camp we had to stand for 19 hours, and were rewarded with kicks and blows from rifle butts during this time, if one or two collapsed.
It is difficult to explain. It's almost impossible if you wanted to describe the feelings that took hold of us in this moment. The word concentration camp caused, as if in an instant, an absolute physical and spiritual paralysis. We had absolutely no more power over ourselves. We moved, but our legs didn't seem to belong to us. We talked, but we didn't know what we were saying. We had thoughts, but we didn't know what we were thinking. It danced before our eyes. We had no control over ourselves. Just this one word droned all the time that was so unspeakably appalling.
The sense of being cut off from the rest of the world for no obvious reason, indefinitely, with no legal justification and entirely arbitrarily, is almost impossible to convey to someone who has not experienced it. It weighs down on one all the time like a terrible burden. One hopes, hopes, and hopes again that the hour of freedom will come, but one never knows if and when it will.
The first night in the country of numbers will stay in my memory as long as I live. We were hungry, cold, and tired, for excitement makes one tired. Some of us had been wounded when we'd been taken by violence from our homes. Some were seriously ill. Others were just old. We were all afraid. We'd seen nothing of the SS guards since we'd left the baths, but we felt them all around us. It was unbelievable the effect this had on some of us. Many times the SS was closing off the passage which led by the court of the prison. The first time I did not know what this meant, but I saw how old inhabitants of the country of numbers turned pale under their skin when this happened. Later, I think, I also turned pale because I knew now the meaning. There was some kind of punishment to be executed. We could, of course, not see how it was done, but we heard it. This was worse. As soon as the path was completely blocked off, we began to wait for the first sound of the whip. Then we started counting, each one for himself. First up to 10, to 12, to 15, to 20. Even up to 50 lashes we had to count sometimes. And there was no other sound in the whole camp. You just heard the whip falling on human flesh. You seem to see with all your mind how the man flinches under each impact. Yet, he does not utter a sound.